When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But realistically, man, you know, it was a pretty clean game at the quarterback position.
He played good.
Very pleased with what he did and how he did it and the support that he had around him.
He played good. Now, he got to play a lot better this weekend.
Yeah.
But he played good.
Sure.
And, you know, he, as a quarterback, you know, yeah, Kyle dropped the damn ball, but you know, I got to put the ball in a different place, I guess. I don't know. But I thought Drake got to make that play.
I agree.
But, yeah, I mean, he was good, 20 points, you know, and I think a lot of it in the second half, they just wanted to get out the game. You know what I mean? They wanted to get out the game. I think if they would have let him keep throwing the ball, they would have scored more points. I do believe that.
When Judon scored that touchdown, yeah, it was like, these guys suck.
Let's get out of here. Let's tape this down. Let's not put the kid in a situation to get hit. Let's hand the ball off and try to, you know, get out of here because we're going to win the football game. Let's just get out of here with as minimal amount of injuries. I think that's why Drake left the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, precautionary and everything like that because this is the biggest game of the year right here, Andy. Mm-hmm. We always say the biggest one because it's the next one. But no, you're in a place where you always want to be. Controlling your own damn destiny.
Yeah.
And that's what the Falcons are right now.
And you did for so long this season.
Yes.
You did so much good work to get so far ahead in the division. And it's just unbelievable that you surrendered that lead back to Tampa.
Yep.
And then you made the change, which you had to make. Penix goes in there and plays well. And the Cowboys did you a solid on Sunday Night Football. So now you control your own path again. So, yeah, like, this is a whole new season now. Like, you had the first part that was kind of like, what are these guys? Why is Kirk playing like this? Then you had the second part where it was like, oh, Kirk's playing pretty good. This is great. This team might be good. Then you had the third part where everything fell apart, and now it's the final part where Penix is the quarterback. You won the first game. You got the help you needed, so now you control it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to win.
You got to win.
Like, there's a few different ways this can go now. Like, you beat Washington and then beat the Panthers. Get into the playoffs after bringing Penix in for the final three games of the season. Like, the sky is the limit mm-hmm. for the enthusiasm yes. surrounding this football team.
Yeah.
And you lose. Look, I mean, Penix is a rookie, so there's a chance he's going to play like a rookie in this game against Washington.
Yes.
Like, there's a chance.
It really is.
Like, he played very, very well against New York. New York's awful.
They are.
They're just an awful football team who's trying to lose so they can get draft picks. Washington's trying to win. Like, mm-hmm. Washington's a good squad, and they played well. They beat the Eagles last weekend.
I think they beat the Eagles with Jalen Guyton. I think this is my theory, because you can't – like, I don't want to take anything away from that comeback because it was great. I don't think it's that close if Jalen Hurts plays.
I agree.
But the thing with them is they feed off of five.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is so special. He's dynamic. He can run. He can throw. He had a little lull, a little bit middle of the season, but he bounced back from all that and everything. He's playing lights out. But, I mean, you look, he's a dynamic player. They got Scary Terry, who is one of the most underrated receivers in football.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They got a nice runner in Robinson.
He'll put it on the ground, though.
To the words right out of my mouth. But other than that, they all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all right.
Yeah, they're not special.
Yeah, they're all right.
But, I mean, you know, who is special?
The team they beat, I think, when they're whole.
Okay, but is the team they're playing Sunday night special?
No.
So,
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I think it's a pretty good matchup. Feels like a good matchup.
It should be. I think that, you know, the biggest thing for them is that they can't let him do, you know, like, because the kid can throw from the pocket. So, he's like, you got to keep him in the pocket. But you can't let him scramble. You can't let them scramble. You can't use that athleticism to make plays. If you can find a way to do that, you got to keep them in that pocket. And you know, AJ's going to have his lunch, you know. He's going to have it, you know, full with Scary Terry. I'm assuming that he follows him all over the field. That's what I'm assuming. But, yeah, you keep this kid in the pocket and try to give him different looks. That should be all right.
Well, he'll throw it to you, too. Yeah. I mean, he threw two.
Like, their O-line is not very good.
I know he threw five on Sunday. He also threw two interceptions.
Yes.
And they had three other turnovers as well. Like, how many drives do you even have in a game for that to be possible?
They had a lot of drives.
They must have had 14 drives.
They had a lot of drives.
Because they also punted a couple times, like missed a field goal. It's like, how did they have the chance to do all this
and
stuff?
And this is something you're going to have – I don't know what the weather's going to be like, so you're probably going to have to deal with the elements and everything Sunday
night.
Looks
like rain.
Okay, so that's even more.
Yeah, that's worse.
Of a problem. So,
Penix is good.
Penix got them big-ass hands.
He played in Seattle.
Yeah. Oh,
He's used to the rain.
Yeah. And he got he had the biggest non-lineman hands at the combine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So, I mean
– great.
That should be a problem and everything like that. But, yeah, the biggest thing is for him to take another step up, not backwards, and not stay the same.
Yeah.
Not stay the same. You got to step up.
Yeah. It was a very nice debut against New York.
Yes.
But if he goes out there and has a similar performance or even a better performance against Washington, that's a lot more impressive.
Yes.
On the road, better team. There's some tape on him now, so they know kind of maybe what the Falcons are going to try to do with them a little bit. Yeah, man, it's a hell of an opportunity. Two rookie quarterbacks as well, not to mention the Dan Quinn factor. Obviously, he's the head coach of the Commanders, so there's that storyline as well. Everything you could want on Sunday Night Football. You know, as much as when they flexed it, we're sitting there in Vegas, they flexed it in. It was like, really? Like, that's, I think national football audience wants to watch Kirk Cousins on Sunday Night Football.
We all say that.
There was like Kirk Cousins revenge game.
Yeah.
We saw that already.
He's played Washington already.
Well, yeah. And played Minnesota.
It was 21-21 when he left the field.
It's true.
Then when he came back, what was it?
I think it was 35-21.
Yeah.
Then he threw another pick.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We don't have to talk about him anymore.
At all.
No.
Bye.
It's over with, man. Probably. Unless, you know, he is the backup quarterback, so he might have to play. Hopefully not.
All right, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.